This is Modern Jazz Today with your host, Kerry Gaffney and Jeff Williams, asking you to go visit our website at www.modernjazztoday.com. There you can find exclusive interviews, featured albums, and playlists. Speaking of playlists, up next on the playlist is Project Sebperent. From the album Project Sebperent, we are going to listen to Tome 3, followed by Mark Siprit. From his album Blue House, we are going to take a listen to Jack Be Nimble.
Thank you. Thank you. You are listening to Modern Jazz Today. Coming up in this set, we've got a lot of new music. Up first is Incognito off their new album, Tomorrow's New Dream. We'll check into the track For the Love of You. Also, Spirogyra. Their new album's called Vinyl Tap, and we'll check into Secret Agent MASH.
To let my feelings show, they're on board the love.
Oh, it's all so clear.
Queued up for your listening pleasure is Brooklyn Funk Essentials from their new album Stay Good. We're going to listen to Miss Mess.
again when we say goodbye, but only until next week. We look forward to having you join us next time on Modern Jazz Today, where we will be presenting today's artists, cutting their teeth and cutting the edge of sound. Join myself, Carrie Gaffney, and
Jeff Williams
when it's time to tune in and turn up again. We look forward to it.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, your alternative to mainstream media. Broadcasting from Simon Fraser University at Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. In June and July, billions of people will watch the FIFA Men's World Cup, united by their passion for soccer, or football as it's known in most countries. And a nonprofit called Football for Future is mobilizing this huge fan base as a force for climate action. Founder Elliot Arthur Warsop says climate change is already harming the sport.
With extreme weather events becoming more intense and more frequent, whether this is very extremely hot temperatures, whether this is the pollution in the air from wildfires, or whether this is waterlogged pitches or crazy storms that make travel impossible.
As the climate warms, teams will likely encounter even more days when extreme heat or flooding interferes with practices and games. And a recent report co-authored by Football for Future shows extreme heat will hit hardest in the global south, where many legendary players got their start. So the group educates fans about climate change and recruits players to call for action.
I believe that football is the most powerful social phenomenon in the world. The global football community are so many and they are so powerful.
And when they come together to shoot for climate action, he believes they will win victories around the world. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca. You're